Just explain what you guys are all about.
Sure. So 26 years in the Air Force, retired as an intelligence officer out of Wright Pat. And one of the things that we looked at was the gaps that we've saw as senior officers and how to fill that gap. One of which is we need some help in the combat search and rescue arena, specifically things that work in a GPS denied environment. And that's some of the tech that we are developing in concert with Naval Surface Warfare Center Crane, which is south of Bloomington, Indiana. And so we have a cooperative research and development agreement with them. And so a lot of the anechoic chamber that we have, some of the test equipment that they have, has been given to us as a result of that partnership. And so we're trying really hard to catch up on where we've been defunct in the last 20 years on electronic warfare, because we're primarily focused on Afghanistan and Iraq, of which those two are not very EW heavy, whereas this next peer, near peer fight, China, Russia, Iran, Syria, North Korea, they all have advanced EW equipment. And so what we're trying to do is give our warfighters an advantage over that, and specifically with the defense of Taiwan, we're very interested in ensuring that our warfighters are able to defend the island if need be.
Okay, and so the stuff you make here, you don't make weapons, it's more gear and more tech?
It's primary electronic warfare. We do not use, or we do not create ordnance. We don't put bombs together. We put together tech that will enable DOD to see the electronic warfare spectrum.
And that's all going to be happening in this is a new facility?
No, sir. This facility has been here. However, we just created that lab. The lab is the ribbon cutting, if you will. So inside there is an anechoic chamber, which is a zero noise environment to allow us to do antenna characterization. So, you got to start from zero to know what your baseline is. And then once you have that, then you put it into modeling and simulation software and you run flights against it, get the answer, and then you go to the next machine and then you 3D print our antenna. And that's how we go soup to nuts with this endeavor. We're trying to lead the charge on 21st century electronic warfare for the United States government. We're trying to put our troops, our warfighters, in the best position possible to enable that.